The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Monday, December 31st. Monday. I'm good. All right. I'm that busy, guys.
Made it.
If everybody was that busy, we'd be going somewhere, right? Monday, December 31st, 2012. It is New Year's Eve. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, you know the routine, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you're on Facebook, go to Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio. It is a red, white, and blue Patriot. It says The Sons of Liberty Radio, and it's got a Patriot with a tricorn on, just so you know what it looks like. If you'd like to be my friend, again, thank you very much for the response. Get in while you can. If you're a doer of the word, not a hearer, only deceiving yourselves, I'd love to have you as one of my friends. Bradley Dean on my Facebook. I feed it continuously, as is my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter accounts. And friends, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy?
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And I'd like to introduce a few outlets that are online right now that don't have their brains stuck in somebody else's head. They've been picking up Bradley's columns on a regular basis, as you all know. He does a column every single week on Friday with WorldNet Daily.
Thursday
evening, published for Friday. WorldNet Daily is one. The American Daily Herald, Christian Response Alerts, Conservative Action Alerts, LifeSite News, Right Side News, Genesis Communications, American Clarion, Freedom's Phoenix, and Capitol Hill Outsider. Those were just to name a few. Other people pick them up, but from time to time we team up with these guys on a weekly basis to get you the latest and the most effective news to spread flashes throughout the colonies as the Sons of Liberty do and will continue to do with each one of you. Also, too, I'd like to draw your attention to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And remember, like the page, first of all. Get the phone app if you don't have that. You can travel 24/7. You'll never miss a show because you can podcast as well. But remember, we're a nonprofit, and all donations that you donate to us are tax-deductible. Right now, we have a benefit package. If you become a son or daughter of Liberty, you can donate as little or as much as you want. And, folks, this is a worthwhile field to sow your seed into. It's going to not only reach people with the message of liberty, but reach our next generation, which so few are doing.
Amen.
You can also donate $75 today to support our cause for justice in the My War series. This will be the final day for your tax-deductible gift for the year 2012. It's very important you do that, and we have a matching donor right now, matching up to $30,000, so your gift will be matched. A $100 silver dollar donation. Midas Resources stepped up to the plate. They're donating a free silver dollar. I'm not really sure what the markets are at right now, but I know it's quite valuable. So you get yourself a precious metal, and for a $100 donation, you get to help and support the Sons of Liberty. So those are three ways to donate, and we want you to get familiar with them. Also, too, the text art on Facebook. We have text art now Bradley's creating. He does a picture, and then there's the art where you can just share it. You don't have to copy and paste. You don't have to write or memorize the quote. You just share it. And right now it says, if we don't, the latest one, if we do not sow into this present generation, they will be there to curse us in the future. And Mark Petzl commented that, and he said, what this generation accepts, the next generation will embrace, and how true it is.
Yeah.
And many of you folks are thinkers out there. We posted Senator Feinstein's proposed assault weapons legislation.
Frankenstein.
That's right. Mrs. Frankenstein. Andrew from Michigan commented, nothing like taking the rights of free men away to embolden criminals, the ones breaking the laws. James Fletcher also commented, she is breaking the law, and this is what I like. I love this because the way that you are thinking, this is resolved. James Fletcher said she is breaking the law by proposing this legislation.
Impeach her.
She's a criminal.
Yes, and so is this administration. Impeach him.
She's assaulting the Constitution that she swore to uphold and defend.
That's right.
It doesn't get any simpler than that. That's exactly what
And let me tell you what your founding forefather said as well, friends. Anything that is contrary to the Constitution of the United States is null and void. It's null and void. Rights are given to you by your Creator. They cannot be taken away by men unless you forfeit them. If you want to remain in a free land, then you're going to have to fight the good fight of faith, just like everybody else that wants to remain in a free country.
Mm-hmm.
We have to fight for liberty, friends.
That's right. And the Constitution, I mean, it acts as a cage. What do people do with animals that they're afraid will attack the public? They stick them in a cage. The Constitution is that cage. Now, if the animal says, hey, open the door to the cage, and the American people say, yeah, no problem, and they don't deal with it, that's the American people's problem. That cage is there for a reason.
I liked what Thomas Jefferson said when he said to chain them down with the chains of the Constitution.
I love that. The two greatest threats to our liberty are criminals and government.
Yep.
And let us chain the second down with the Constitution, lest it becomes a legalized version of the first.
And here we have it.
Yes.
Yes. So we need to get those chains.
That's right.
See, now, chains to those that work for us in government, that would be bondage to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because then they'd have to obey the same laws that they're supposed to administer or to enforce.
But if they're true Americans, they'll actually like those chains because they know that they live by the laws that they uphold.
Yes. In question of power, this is just coming to my mind right now. In questions of power, let no more be heard of confidence in man. Amen. But bind him down from mischief by the chains of the Constitution. Who was that? That was Mr. Thomas Jefferson. He's also the guy that said either it's either obedience to God or it's going to be ruled by tyrants. Same thing Ben Franklin said.
Yeah.
All those, you know.
They studied out of the same books.
They certainly did. Friends, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check us out again on Facebook, go to Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And again, friends, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. We're going to come right back and talk about Piers Morgan wants to deport himself. And
good for him.
What do I hear in the background? Yeah! We'll be right back after this break.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere. premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Friends, again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Right before the break, I was talking about how Piers Morgan said he was going to deport himself. As you know, he got spanked by Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America. What was that, last week? Mm-hmm. Yep, there he is. Yep. And Larry had shared with us on the radio, the only thing he didn't do is give him the shovel.
Very
and then CNN anchor Piers Morgan, who else would hire him, starts attacking the Bible. Apparently he doesn't know he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. Well, today Piers Morgan wrote an article titled, Deport Me? Question mark. If America won't change its crazy gun laws, I may deport myself, says Piers Morgan, which he concludes with the following. In conclusion, I can spare those Americans who want me deported a lot of effort by saying this. If you don't change your gun laws to at least try to stop this relentless tidal wave of murderous carnage, then you don't have to worry about deporting me. Although I love the country as a second home, where's your first one? Because from what we understand, Mr. Morgan, they don't want you there neither. So you don't have, you're deceived.
That's it.
This is the only home you've got right now.
Well, CNN's the only home. I don't think anybody knows.
Temporarily, exactly. He goes on, and one that has treated me incredibly well, speaking of America, he said, I would, as a concerned parent first, and latterly, one of a one-year-old daughter who may attend an American elementary school like Sandy Hook in 3 years' time, seriously consider deporting myself.
Did you guys hear that?
Because I
right on.
I heard that too. Listen, as Speaker of the House Robert Winthrop similarly explained, men in a word must be necessarily be controlled either by a power within them or by a power without them, either by the word of God or by the strong arm of man, either by the Bible or by the bayonet. Now, friends, I want to say something real quick because Jake's got some really cool stuff talking about major hypocrisy coming up here. I told you a couple days ago, something was wrong. I could just feel it in my heart. I knew something was wrong. There's a disconnect going on. Friends, I got to tell you what's going on in just a really short period of time. America is now under major attack from this administration. Obama's seizing sole authority for U.S. defense in an attempt to seize total control over national security and bypass Congress again, friends. He's bypassing the voice of the American people. It's a frightening new step by the Obama administration, which is coming into play. Friends, see what he did is he, again, to the re-election deception, friends, he has no support. You have to understand what I'm telling you. This is the great deception. The deception is that he's loved by so many out there, when in fact, friends, he's got so few that really support him. And now that he's passed that threshold, he thinks now he's going to begin the attack on the American people again and again and again. Folks, he's dismantling your security system. He's dismantling military. He's empowering your enemies blatantly and boldly. And you really need to understand now his new thing today, friends, is that he is going to make it his mandate concerning gun control. And I have told you in the past over and over and over again, it's going to come to a show of power sooner or later. You're beginning to be assaulted like never before, friends, because now he feels that he's got four more years to do it. But the way to remove this situation in front of us right now, friends, is to lawfully impeach this administration. The answer is judgment and justice. It always has been. But we need, as a people, to come together and stand up and say, this is unlawful, this is criminal, this is crimes against the Constitution, and these people must be held accountable as if anybody else that they work for, friends. They're in the same exact position. They are not above the law. They are not demigods. And let me share this with you real quick. A king is not a king that is not ruled by law. That's a despot. He doesn't have the power. And the real question that we should be asking anybody that's serving we the people, and again, there's good people there again, so don't take that out of the equation. Where are you deriving your power from, sir? Because it's not from the American people. And if it's not from the American people, I say to you people, then you better understand he's deriving it from a foreign power. The other question is how come nobody's holding this man accountable? How come nobody's holding his administration accountable? I hear this all the time. Well, there's nothing we can do. Oh, there's everything that you can do. This is your country, not his country. When we begin to see an administration and one man stand up and assault everything that we are, friends. Oh, let me tell you what. There's a lot more to this than what I'm telling you right now. I'm just hitting a couple topics coming out today. You do have the power within your hands, friends, to stand up and say, enough is enough. He's only there by deceptive measures. He does not have the support. I don't care who gets on television and talks about, goes to a crowd and says, oh, look at all these people love Obama. No, friends, the numbers don't add up. They don't line up. And the only people that do support him are atheists, homosexuals, and communists, and Muslims. So if that's the majority of the people, then I must be missing something.
We're in
here,
a different
friends.
Country.
Yeah, it, completely. And folks, those just aren't the facts. Now, let me tell you what he's doing. A State Department advisor group that is run by former Secretary of Defense William Perry is advising that the U.S. and Russia both reduce nuclear weapons without a treaty, as a treaty would require ratification by Congress. That's your voice, friends. This would allow Obama and his executive branch to unilaterally cut out nuclear weaponry and ignore the treaty clause of the United States Constitution. Obama has made no secret of his desire to dismantle our nuclear capacity. The New START treaty he championed in 2011 forced the United States to observe a ceiling of 700 strategic delivery vehicles and 1,550 strategic warheads. And this past March, he stated his desire to cut out arsenal further. He said, a step we have never taken before, reducing not only our strategic nuclear warheads, but also tactically the weapons and warheads in reserve. And he was also busted on a hot mic, friends. Remember this? This wasn't too long ago, neither. Speaking to the Russians, I believe it was the ambassador. I know it wasn't Putin, but it was to the ambassador saying, listen, we'll restrict those after my reelection. How did he know he was going to be reelected? And again, friends, I don't need to. If you'd like to downcast or go ahead and download our podcast from last week, please do. because I talked about it in depth more as to how he doesn't have the numbers. How did he know he was going to be reelected, friends? Remember what Theodore Roosevelt said back in the 30s? They're not elected, they're selected. Friends, are you going to let them play this on you? And that's really what it comes down to. Let me also say this. We're going to start a trilogy. A trilogy would be three. No, that's what I was thinking. It's like, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Like a four-wheeler.
We're going to talk about Mussolini. We're going to talk about Mao Zedong. We're going to talk about Stalin. We're going to talk about Hitler. I just watched Mao Zedong last night. The similarities as what this criminal in office is doing right now, friends, is frightening. Nobody took him serious, speaking of Mao Zedong. They said of him, quote, unquote, tell me if this sounds familiar, friends. He doesn't know how to run a country, but he knows how to cause a revolution. He would continuously divide the people. He would continuously divide the people, friends. He killed 40 million of his own people. He used communists to overthrow the republic of those that were in power at the time.
Yep.
It's exactly what you're seeing. He went to the younger generation to overthrow the older generation. Everything you are seeing today, friends, he has done it. And he's doing it. And keep in mind, just for those that think I'm way out there, you might want to go ahead and take a look at the UN because the model is China. Why is he emulating Mao Zedong, friends? We'll talk about that tomorrow. But in saying that, friends, last point on what's going on with your Obama seizing sole authority for U.S. defense. And by the way, just keep in mind, last week, I don't know that he signed it in yet, but we'll keep you updated on that as well. But also keep in mind, friends, he's also looking to detain American citizens indefinitely. Why would he be asking for that power, friends? And why is he trying to disarm you? And why is he dismantling your defense? Friends, it doesn't take a genius. Read your Bible, friends. It's all there. God told you exactly what he would do to a nation that would no longer keep his commandments, statutes, and judgments. And here we are. Last thing. It is naive to assume that Obama is simply blind to the result of his actions and trust the world around him to act with generosity.
That's right.
There's been too much evidence of Russia's support of Iran's nuclear weapons program, and Russia has cunningly avoided supporting sanctions on North Korea for its rocket launches. Obama knows all this. His step-by-step of the United States is not confined to its economic system, but its national defense as well. This is purposed, friends. This isn't just happening by chance. This is all purposed, and it's happening. It's being played out right in front of your face. We'll be right back after this. Jake's going to talk about the hypocrisy of those that teach kids how to kill. And now they're on TV making commercials saying, you know what, we got to get rid of the guns. The question is who taught them how to commit the crime? They did. Now they're working along with the propagandists, the politicians who allowed it in the first place. Now they want a gun grab.
Yeah.
Right back after this break, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, friends, I just went online as well, always checking up as to what's going on out there to update you. Obama's administration will violate Christian faith. Folks, as I said last week, don't tell me I didn't tell you, the attack is on. It's time to stand up, America. It is time to stand up, America. This republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it. He does not have the authority to violate the Constitution of the United States.
That's right.
Jake, it's all yours.
Yep. And, you know, we're talking about this gun topic. I mean, what you just brought up is so huge, and we're going to cover that a lot tomorrow. Hobby Lobby is actually stepping up to the plate. This whole Obamacare is not an issue of health care at all, period. It's about usurping the Constitution, it's about bankrupting our country, and it's about federal government assuming all control over people. Now, if the church gives a little bit of pushback, like you see the Catholics did, the bishop sued, well, now Catholics may not have to provide contraception. No. Well, what about the rest of us who are Christian business owners or entrepreneurs? What they're saying is that's a secular industry. So you may be a Christian, but the minute you become a corporation and you're not a religious corporation, you now have to abide by this secular pluralistic view of what we have in our country.
No,
exactly, you don't.
No,
you
Joseph Fair from WorldNet Daily, he's nailing it right on the head. It is time, friends, for civil disobedience to unlawful governments.
That's right.
And folks, it comes down to who is rebelling now. And who's rebelling is not the righteous that abide by the laws of the land. It's them in government that think they're going to usurp who we are as a people by violating the Constitution that, as you said earlier, Jake, are there to uphold it, not to destroy it.
That's right.
Yes.
That's their purpose and that's their point. Now, going back to what we talked about last segment with this gun control issue, people in Hollywood jumping on the wagon and using their influence as Hollywood, quote-unquote, stars to further what they think is good and right. And
don't even
like
give
that.
Them that, Jake.
That's true.
A mockery.
Stars, as our guitar player says, spells rats backwards. So he says, don't ever call me a star. If you keep going on this topic, I just want to make a point. Will banning guns stop homicides? People ask that. Stats from England and Australia show, after a school massacre, the UK banned handguns in 1998. Okay, it only took them one. They spooked the people and they banned handguns.
Yep.
In America, that's just not the case. After a school shooting in America, guess what? People started offering gun instructions. Instructors started offering free classes for school administrators. People started talking about down in Texas about arming their students. They didn't talk about disarming their people. We're
that's
not
right.
that stupid in America.
Yeah.
If they are in Britain, well, that shows you where Piers Morgan comes from, right?
Yeah.
A decade later, after the UK banned handguns because of the school shooting in 98, handgun crime has doubled. According to the British government crime report.
Sure, sure. Who does that work for, Frank?
Exactly.
Tyrants!
So as you keep going...
Hey, let me ask you something, Jake. What is the power of the voice of the people that are disarmed there? I'm just curious.
There's no power left.
None. Zero,
it's
zilch.
A voice.
Yep.
It's an echoing voice.
Yep.
And it's easily drowned out. Gun crime, not a serious problem in the past, now is. Armed street gangs have some British police carrying guns for the first time. This is the most ludicrous. You have a police officer?
I seen that the other day, dude. I seen a security at a big mall with tons of people in it. They're all disarmed.
Yeah.
Well, what good are you, fatso?
Exactly. And they're fat usually, right?
No, they really are.
Big fat guys.
Dude, 9 times out of 10.
Yep. Who are you going to catch?
Totally.
How are you going to catch them?
Yes.
You going to yell at them? You going to maybe spook a 10-year-old kid?
A disarmed security guard.
Yep.
Friends, come on. Put things together,
Where's
your
the
friends.
Security?
Wow.
Now, up the ante and make that your police force. That's what they do in Britain.
Yep.
That's how stupid it's become. And now, guess what? Armed street gangs have the British police carrying guns now.
What?
Why? Because the armed street gangs that are carrying guns illegally, quote-unquote, are now having them terrified. So what do? They gun up because they know they can't contend with criminals with guns. It's a no-brainer. But as you see on our Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, there's a new video.
Yep.
Now, this video that was recently released, published, whatever you want to call it, was people like Will Ferrell, Jamie Foxx, Jennifer Aniston, Beyonce. Speaking of Beyonce, her husband Jay-Z. What is his gangster rap themes about?
Yeah.
Guns, drugs, stealing. Chris Rock. Steve
Rockhead
Carroll, I don't even know who Steve Carroll is, Ellen DeGeneres, and others appeared in a video called Demand a Plan. It's just a short little, we need a plan.
Propaganda, friends.
School shootings, and here's our Hollywood morons that will get on camera and talk about it. Well, these folks, and you've really got to see this video, because it shows the hypocrisy. It's perfectly acceptable for famous people to trade on their celebrity status to promote causes they deem to be important.
Now, just keep in mind before you go any further, Jake, these people all have bodyguards that are armed. Don't forget that. Yet they are saying, we need to disarm. No, they're not talking about we as them, friends. They're talking about as we as they.
Yep. So, a good example.
You.
Okay?
Yes.
So, Tim Tebow, he's a football player. He's a star, or whatever you want to call it. He goes and he says, hey, I think you should give money to missions. Support children. Stop abortion. He's not being hypocritical.
No.
He's standing up for what he believes. And that's perfectly acceptable.
Yeah.
But these men and women.
These are the people that decry him.
Right.
Oh, wait with Tebow. Wait with Tebow, man. He wants to save lives.
Exactly.
Yes.
But these people want to control guns by, quote, demand a plan. All the names that I just quoted off to you. And what they did with these celebrities is they went back and said, okay, celebrities, since you make all of your money in Hollywood, what is it that you promote? So the first scene is Jamie Foxx talking about, we need to remember Newtown. No, Columbine. I think he brought up Columbine specifically.
He also talked about killing all white people, too.
Yeah. And then it flashes to some of his movies.
Yeah.
And here's Jamie Foxx with a fully automatic weapon blasting the guts out of people on movie
violence.
After movie after movie after movie.
Yep.
But we need a plan, right?
Yeah. No, what it does is it shows the Hollywood actors and actresses talking about how we need to get rid of guns, and
get
then it shows them blasting someone in the movie.
And that's how they're making their money.
That's right.
I want to go see Jamie Foxx.
And we're the politicians,
up, right?
Jake. They're right there to gun grab,
that's
aren't
right.
they? Yeah.
But not to legislate laws in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Because Hollywood's helping them legislate laws to grab guns from. For the record, Demand a Plan campaign is an effort from mayors against illegal guns.
Yeah.
Remember those mayors we were talking about?
Yeah, we were found out they were felons. Yeah. Criminals, pedophiles, yeah, tax evaders, yep, I remember.
So the felons go get these Hollywood celebrities that make money off of guns and killing people and murder with the quote-unquote guns that they want to ban. They join together with the San Francisco-based Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence. Both groups' websites host the Minute 22, the minute 1 minute and 22 second video, calling for American citizens to contact their elected officials and demand action on gun laws. No mention of the movies, how they made their fortunes, how they'll continue to make their fortunes with this gang, fully automatic weapons, murdering people. Some of these shooting people in the head.
It's violent
stuff. It's extremely violent.
Yes, and graphic.
Watch this video. You'll see all the hypocrisy. This is what the demand plan
website says. Get it out there, friends. It needs to go viral if it already hasn't.
That's right. Yeah. And it's been picked up on some of the major outlets.
And you need to put these guys out of business. You got to say no more not watching your junk anymore, you hypocrites.
Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. This is what Demand a Plan's website has specifically three requests regarding gun laws. They want to require a criminal background check for every gun sold in America. It's just a question. What if we required a criminal background check for everybody in Hollywood?
Oh, it's over.
It's done.
Yeah, it's over.
You're not going to be in a movie anymore.
No.
Okay, number two, ban assault weapons in high capacity
magazines. No, no, okay,
magazines.
Wait, wait. So you got people holding the truth and unrighteousness.
Right.
They're saying, let's teach kids how to kill.
Yes, definitely.
And we'll be the ones to do it.
Yeah, and
then
and,
here,
we're
and then we'll stand behind the criminal in office, and then we'll work for him, and we'll bring forth the propaganda, and we'll hope that people are stupid enough to believe us, and we say, let's get rid of guns, hoping that the American people will forget that they, the Mackers, are the ones that taught the kids how to commit the crimes in the first place.
Wow.
So who's criminal? Both the politician and the actors.
And they're the ones
pointing
the finger at us crying criminal.
Because thou shalt not kill should be enforced, not go ahead and teach them to kill.
That's
completely contrary. And it's Satanism, friends. It really is.
Right.
Can I take this phone call real quick?
Yeah, I was going to
Okay, go ahead.
I was going to say the last two, the 3 points, they want to require a criminal background check. Number two, ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. In this video, you will see on the movies that's all they're using.
Yeah.
And number three, make gun trafficking a federal crime.
What's that, Sinead O'Connor? What's his name? I'm seriously out of the loop. I don't even know these clowns anymore.
Here. There's a Conrad.
What's
Steve
his name?
Carroll?
No.
I don't know.
Does Steve Carroll sound like Sinead O'Connor, Jake?
Sinead O'Connor's a woman, though.
Well, what's his, that's what, am I asking? Conrad, is that his name?
I'm offering a suggestion.
Well, don't
have
you have
no
it in
clue.
Front of you right now? Jeff, you got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Jeff?
Jeff?
Hello. Yeah.
Hey,
guys, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Great. Hey, man, I love your guys' show. I love your bold stand on things.
Awesome.
All right. So I am out talking to
you. You got two minutes, Jeff.
All right. Anyways, I'm just wondering, you know, I love my country, and I love the sacrifices the vets have put down, and why is it that the people least likely to do anything are the ones that throw it all in, and the ones that can do something about it act like it's not their problem? I mean, like, what's it going to take? Where's the desperation really going to come from for people's eyes to open up? What's it going
to
take?
They're going to have to lose their freedom. They're going to have to lose. I mean, we've already allowed this government to murder 57 million babies, friend. So, Jeff, I really don't know what to say. I just spent time with my in-laws yesterday, and right after Christmas, because we spent Christmas with them, and half the family went upstairs and started watching football. And I walked up there and I said, you guys got to be kidding me. And I said to him, I said, you're watching a bunch of full-grown men fight over a pig ball. And by the way, if you didn't know, Jeff, the reason America is under attack right now is because they say that the West's God is sports. So America is making themselves a prey by sitting there and entertaining themselves out of their freedoms that hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died to give them. So it's a lack of gratitude. And really what it comes down to, that's a negative. But the positive is, you know what? There's a lot of people that are out there that are thankful for what God has given them through their son, his son, Jesus Christ. And they're willing to stand up, and they're willing to fight for it.
As well.
And there's a whole mess of them out there as well. So I don't want you to be, I don't want you to be disheartened. But the bottom line is people need to stand up and say that's enough. Because if they look in the mirror, they're going to find out it was some of them people that we're talking about right now, if they would take time to look in the mirror, they're going to find out that it was their family members that fought, bled, and died to ratify that Constitution as well. So thank you for your call, Jeff. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And I'm going to let Jake go ahead and sew this hour up right after this.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Jeff asked what America should do. What would you do if someone is breaking into your house?
Yep.
That's how you respond. When the representative body have lost the confidence of their constituents, which, by the way, is designed by communists to lose, so your government loses credibility. Friends, I want to say this. I desire nothing more than to stand behind the righteous. And I'll go hand in glove with the righteous and go hand in hand with the righteous to stand up for who we are. But there's so few that are willing to do it. And that really is the truth. And let me go back to this quote by Thomas Jefferson. When the representative body have lost the confidence of their constituents, when they have notoriously made sale of their most valuable rights, as to what you're seeing today, friends, when they have assumed to themselves powers which the people never put into their hands, then indeed their continuing in office becomes dangerous. That's exactly where you're at today, friends. Exactly where you're at today. Here, I got that hot mic conversation too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll show you the interaction between the two of them, President Obama, on these issues, but particularly missile defense. This can be solved, but it's important for him to give me space, said the president. And then President Medvedev.
Yeah, I couldn't pronounce his last name.
Medved.
He was on the way out.
Medvedev, okay? The president from Russia said, yeah, I understand. I understand your message about space. Space for you. Obama says back, this is my last election. After my election, I have more flexibility. How did he know that?
I'll stand with you.
Well, give me the date on that. Yeah. President Medvedev. Medvedev. I understand. I will transmit this information to Vladimir. Pretty interesting. Oh, it was a hot mic for us. In other words, Obama didn't say this for you to hear. He didn't mean for you to hear that.
Yep.
It was in March of 2012. So re-election was in when? November, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. Man, he knew 8 months prior, friends, that he was going to be reelected. But again, friends, just forget about the 70% of his contrived, fabricated Twitter accounts and his, you know, 2010, the 65 people in Senate that were unseated. Forget about the millions and millions of people that went to protest him in 2010. Forget about that. And forget about Stevie Wonder. He can't even conjure up 200 people to support the man.
These facts are boring.
And yesterday we friends, we found out that he can't even sell out the hotels in Washington, D.C.
Oh, come on. That's, you know.
He won the, dude. This is all deception, friends. That's all I can say. I don't know how many more times I need to say it. People are going to come to the point where, you know what, and I know it happens all the time. Oh, I remember I heard that before. I know. I've told you 100 times.
Gosh, you know,
this is what we're dealing with. I just told you a couple days ago, friends, something's seriously amiss. Now we're finding out that he's dismantling our military. He's been doing this for a long time, by the way.
This is exactly like Deuteronomy 28. You will have no defenses.
I believe we do have the defenses.
We have them right now. This is the problem with the deception. I just watched Jeremiah last night, actually. And as Jeremiah goes to the king, he tells him, this will happen if you do not do this. And what it always amounted to was turn back to God. Repent of your sins. Restore justice in the courts of land. And the king would say no. And Jeremiah would say, well, then this is what's going to happen. And it would happen. And then the next time, the king would say, okay, Jeremiah, so what do you have to say now? Jeremiah would say, well, do this, and this will happen. Mm-hmm. If you don't do this, this will happen.
That's right.
Specifically.
Leviticus 26, he does the same thing 7 times. He gave it in stages. In America, I don't understand how much further we need to go backwards before you understand God is not playing.
No, and history teaches us that. I mean, whether or not you're even a Christian, history teaches exactly what we're going over right now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, really what it comes down to, and I went back and forth through topic after topic with one of my in-laws yesterday, and I said, you know what? What I hear you doing is I hear you making a whole lot of excuses so you don't have to stand up and confront the assailant.
That's exactly
it. And that's really what it comes down to.
Because what would happen if I confronted? Well, then I might actually have to practice what I preach. I wouldn't be living off of the blood of so many men. I might actually have to put a little bit of blood on the post.
No, but you know what the argument is, Jake, and friends? You know what the argument is that keeps coming back to me? There's no sense. There's no sense. But that's what they were saying to our forefathers as well. There's no sense. 56 of them, and less than 3% of the population was used to establish what we're talking about maintaining 237 years later, friends.
Because you brought up a point earlier in the break about Thomas Jefferson and the quote that he made about when it becomes dangerous, when those people in office get themselves reelected and they don't abide by the Constitution. Listen, people have been the same ever since day one. Thomas Jefferson dealt with the same type of people that we're dealing with right now. The reason that our government is the way that it is now is because the people have left off being vigilant. And Thomas Jefferson, in his day and age, there was the same wicked men lusting after power.
Yep.
But he dealt with them and kept them out.
So did David. So did Moses. So did Joshua. So did Caleb. So did Gideon. So did Samson. So did the kings. And so did the judges. And so did Deborah. And so did Barak in the Bible. Yeah, man, it's all there. So did the 12 disciples. And here we are. So did Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And here we are.
Everybody great we talk about dealt with them.
Yeah.
They did what we're talking about.
The book of sacrifice, the Bible, is what we read, and we see the God of impossibility come back time and time again. And the Lord said back, call unto me, and I will answer, I will answer, I will answer, and I will show you, I will show myself strong on your behalf. And I will show you great and mighty things in which you know not. You'll do great exploits to those whose hearts are perfect towards him. Well, how come nobody wants to meet God on them terms? And I do. I do daily in my life. And I want to be perfected. And real grace understands that real grace only seeks perfection. It seeks to be found in God. It seeks to go to the holy hill, Psalm 24, Psalm 15.
That's where I want to be. I want to be in communion with my Father all day long. And I want him to show himself strong on the behalf of a generation that doesn't have any knowledge between good and evil, because I don't want to cast pearls before swine neither. Because the older generation, a good portion of them, they don't care.
They're why we're here.
They don't care.
They're completely why we're here.
God, who gave us life, gave us liberty. Can the liberties of a nation be secure when we have removed the conviction that these liberties are the gift of God? Thomas Jefferson said, "Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, that his justice cannot sleep forever." Now, what would Thomas Jefferson know, Jake? What do you think you'd know about...
He's this dead white guy that had a plantation. That's all I know.
No, I understand that. And you're totally right on the mark,
yeah,
man.
I mean, come on. We got according better to ideas the
new revisionists.
Yeah, there's better ideas.
But isn't it interesting that who would know better than our forefathers what to avoid? I mean, those are the guys that said if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country or come into the disguise of fighting a foreign enemy, who would know that better than our forefathers?
That's right.
What did King George do?
Right. And what did... world leaders all preceding that. These men studied history and they knew it. There's nothing new under the sun. All the time, to get a government collapse, you have to have a scare from the outside.
Totally.
That's what they do all the time, using fear to push them.
Well, remember what Abraham Lincoln said?
Abraham Lincoln said, oppression and tyranny will never come from without. It'll come disguised as a foreign enemy.
And if we falter, it'll be because we have failed the test.
That's right.
We can't be destroyed, friends, from the outside. We can only be destroyed from within the inside. What's happened? These Trojan horses is what's happening.
That's right. And look at our geographical position.
No way.
We have a sea on either side, a vast ocean that we can easily plug missiles at anything that tries to come over. We have to the north of us Canada. I'm sorry, a lot of great Canadian people, but they're wimps compared to what we are as far as military. In the south, we have Mexico. They don't stand a chance. Everything that we have, we've been set up perfectly. Our destruction would only come from within. And let's just leave that all alone. Let's look at Israel of old for an example. Israel of old was surrounded and continues to be surrounded.
Been there. They're so high up in the air, they cannot be attacked without knowing it first and foremost.
But they're teeny. Yeah. I guess the point I'm trying to make is they're teeny. They have Egypt on one side, and I'm talking about ancient times. God protected Israel, not because they were geographically in a good position, but because God protected them, period.
Well, he protected them, Jake, because... Israel is the apple of his eye,
right.
And he said not to touch it.
And when they departed from him?
They got in trouble.
They got smoked.
Yeah, MLK was right when he said law and order exists for the purpose of establishing justice, and when they fail in this purpose, they become the dangerously structured dams that block the flow of social progress. Talking about the courts.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Friends, my personal experience, just that. You have corruption in the courts, you have corruption in politics, you have corruption in Congress, you have corruption because there's corruption in the people.
That's right.
That's why we have corruption, friends.
And what a great analogy. That dam, what does it do? It's a willful objection to the flow of a naturally flowing current. We have natural God-given rights. Whenever those dams are put up, it's for one purpose. It's to feed the person who created the dam. It's not for you. It's not to assist nature. It's not to assist God. And that's why when we leave off our God-given liberties, we get in trouble.
Let me see if this coincides with what's going on today. The Lord shall bring thee and thy king, which thou shalt set over thee, unto a nation which neither you nor your fathers have known. And there you shall serve other gods, wood and stone, and thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, a byword among all nations, whither the Lord shall lead thee. Does that sound familiar? Deuteronomy 28:36-37. Folks, America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves, said Abraham Lincoln. Forget it not. Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Like us. Talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do. Deeds, not words, friends. Deeds.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.